Welcome back in. Third hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll have a cue to call later this hour for your opportunity to win Preds tickets for their game Monday night coming up against the Tampa Bay Lightning. So make sure that you're tuning in for that. And right now, we are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in new Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee. Clark, thanks so much for taking time to join us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning to you as well. And Clark, obviously, I mean, it's been a whirlwind for you the last couple of months or so with taking the job at Vanderbilt, still having some games to prepare for with Notre Dame as well. But now that you've had some time to soak this in, what excites you the most about this job and this opportunity you now have with Vanderbilt?
Well, there's just so much potential here, and I knew that before I set foot on campus, when I was still in South Bend preparing for finishing our season. But you know, as I've gotten down here and really gotten a staff in place, like just the energy in the building, and you know, like when I get a chance to escape my office and walk down the hallway, it's just there's just so much belief and so much enthusiasm for what we're doing, and I think that's so important because, you know, the people in this building are going to touch our team every day. And these guys obviously have battled adversity here, but they are hungry and desperate to get things turned the right way. And so it's been a blast to get to work with them and to start to plant the seed to change. And slowly but surely, like we've tried to kind of erase everything down to zero and just build it all anew and redefine what it means to be a part of this program, redefine what it means to be a Vanderbilt football player. And so I'm excited in the early stages of this job.
So Clark, what's this been like on a personal level coming back to your hometown? How different is your hometown? I know you've come back a lot, but now you're living here again. You have a house. What's even campus? How has that changed? Things like that. I mean, has it been just like, hey, coming home or is it a lot different for you?
Well, if I'm going to be honest with you, I have spent my time between the hotel room and my office. I would say probably like 90% of my time. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, I haven't had to battle the traffic yet. It's been really convenient. I haven't had a chance. I've made one trip to the grocery store, which was I haven't done in a while, so that was fun. But you know, there's just so much to get done for me here, and I think I'm learning how to function in this space in my new role. And so, for me, the more time I spend here in Magoogan, and just again getting to know the lay of the land, getting to know my staff, and getting to know this team, you know, that's where I'll spend probably the first 3 months while I'm in Nashville. I do look. My family is in town. They got in last night. We have a home, but we're not going to move in until July, and so we'll be looking for something temporary. I hope to get them in place within the next few weeks. But they're visiting for the weekend, so we're going to take some time tomorrow to get out and about and let them get to know their new home.
So I guess it's no surprise because obviously the signing day just happened. So it's been purely solo, just pouring yourself into this day after day since starting.
Absolutely, and part of that is both, you know, the work that's required. And then another part of it is just like really, you know, you have a vision. You have a vision for what this program needs. And I have a system and a structure that I have in my mind to put in place. But executing on that day in, day out takes some time to think forward, right? Like I've got a plot and plan and I'm also learning and evolving with each day. I learn a little more about the role and responsibility and where I'm going to be needed most, where my attention needs to be. And so just having the chance to sit in this space and to continue to push that dream forward, we're not looking to be a flash in the pan here. We want to set something up that can sustain. And so for me, that requires this constant connection with that 10 and 20-year vision.
Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Clark, it's no secret, we've had Candace Lee here on our program and talked about the commitment that's also going to be needed from the athletic department side of things as well when you're trying to build this football program. Just what have your conversations been like with her, and how encouraged are you about the future of this program from that regard?
Well, I mean, Candace is the tone setter, and you know, she's honestly, I mean, I've obviously feel strongly about this university and this program on a personal level, but you know, her role and me really wanting this job, her vision for the department, for this program, her support, there's an ethos alignment there. Like, we're philosophically aligned. You know, I mean, look, she's a competitor. She's got a great sense of humor. She's fun to work with. She brings the energy. And so she's a great partner, and getting to know her and working for her here in the first few weeks has been really, really exciting for me. And, you know, we have to, the support from administration, it really kind of follows a few paths. Obviously, there's the support of, like, the facility builds and things like that are coming. Those things we've discussed, and we're going to be excited for that to unfold in the near future. There's already a renovation project going on underneath me in the locker room. They're creating new space there for us. That they feel like, and we feel like, is going to be, you know, a competitive advantage for us. But beyond that, the support is just, as I identify the things I need to build the best student athlete experience in the country, that I can go to Candace and Tommy McClellan and say, hey, here's some areas where we're falling short in supporting our athletes, and here are some things that we can do. And they have been, overwhelmingly supportive of that. And so, to me, that's the biggest thing, because my focus right now, I mean, look, I'm excited for new structures and new buildings. The physical representation of change is important, but my focus is really on this team, and it's twofold. How do I push these guys to a higher level? How do I ask more and demand more of them in terms of their quest for competitive excellence? You know, how do I push them further, and yet, How is it that I create an environment in the same vein that where they feel more supported than they've ever felt, and they recover more quickly because the resources are put behind them? And so, to me, that's where my focus has been. And I can tell you that, you know, I've got the full support of the administration. They've been fantastic, and that's another reason why I'm so excited.
Talking with Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee. Clark, this, I want to talk about this class and then in recruiting moving forward. First of all, really retained essentially the entire class, you know, from the early signing period. Why were you able to do that? Is that surprising at all to you? And then also, you said in an interview with 24/7 Sports, you used the term revolutionize recruiting at Vanderbilt, essentially. I know, obviously, Barton Simmons, Smoke Dixon in on that effort. What do you mean by that in terms of revolution as a recruiting, and you know, how important are those guys going to be in that effort moving forward?
Well, to answer your first question, you know, I think the retention of this class had to do with the brand, the strength of the university. I think, you know, this is a great example of, you know, young people choosing a school and not a coach necessarily. And so that just speaks to, like, the success that we're going to be able to have as we get, you know, our recruiting operation off the ground here. It's been hard because, you know, I've done the best I can to, you know, at one point I was the only coach in the building, and, you know, Javon Hay and Taylor Searles have done an unbelievable job maintaining contacts with this class. Also to keep them, you know, to keep them, excited about what's to come. But, you know, the process of building a staff took a ton of time and continues to take time. I wanted to get that right. I wanted to be deliberate and take my time. I feel like, what I know won't work here is, like, short-term fixes. There is no like magic formula, right? Like, there's nothing that, we're, you know, even Barton, like, getting Barton here doesn't all of a sudden change the tide for us. It's getting a bunch of smart people, enthusiastic people on a team, and giving them time to let the ideas percolate and let the energy flow and come up with a plan that we can execute on. So, to kind of get into your second question, when I talked about revolutionizing recruiting at Vanderbilt, You know, I think the first part of that is just to be perfectly clear at the advantage we feel like we have in being the outlier in the conference. Like, it is such an advantage to us to have the academic requirements at this university, to be, you know, a smaller private school. Obviously, our position in the city strengthens our recruiting footprint as well, but also just the things that make us unique. Like, we want to be authentically us in recruiting because we feel like the filtration naturally, like, we are going to get highly driven, high-reaching, prideful players on this team as a result. And, you know, they're going to learn to do things on our campus. Education on campus is about investment and engagement. They're going to work hard to be Vanderbilt students there. They're going to learn to do things that are difficult at a high standard. And that type of mentality is going to carry over to their work in the building. And then what we want to do within McGugan is build a staff that where when our kids come into this building, it is like a celebration every single day. The enthusiasm, the energy, they're excited to be around their coaches. The coaches are good communicators, good men, good teachers. The support staff are people that believe in this vision and really just push the program towards the vision every single day. And when you combine those two things, you have just at a baseline the chance to have a really competitive, fun team to watch. And then from there, as far as the specific recruiting elements, you know, we have to be true to our fit, and we have to be true to our footprint. There are so many talented people within a five-hour radius of this campus, and some of the best players in this program's history have been undervalued recruits that had the raw material to be NFL players. And so when you talk about Barton and Smoke and the evaluation, you know, the scouting department, those guys are going to be spending their time like looking in all corners within this footprint to find the raw material that we can introduce into this developmental program. And we feel like that concept applied over time, you know, connected also with this idea that the staff has dynamic personalities, great communicators that'll build the relationships. We feel like that dynamic, that combination of things, gives us a chance to maximize our strategic advantage, again, as that outlier within the conference.
Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Clark, we really appreciate you taking time to join us. We're excited for you and the future of this program and look forward to talking to you down the road.
Hey, I love to do it. I appreciate the chance to talk about what we're doing here because obviously it's important to me and I'm so excited about it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Clark Lee, Vanderbilt football coach, our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. And when we come back, we'll ask the question, who feels better right now, Tennessee fans or Vanderbilt fans, about the direction of the program and the hires that have been made? We'll discuss that coming up to begin the next segment. But right now, I got to talk to you about my friends at FanDuel. You can celebrate the 55th edition of the big game with exclusive 55-1 odds on FanDuel Sportsbook. And if you've never tried FanDuel before, new users, now's the time. You can bet on either team to get 55-1 odds. When Kansas City takes on Tampa Bay, you can bet $5 and win $275 if you pick the winner of the big game coming up this weekend. I've been betting on football on FanDuel all season long. It has been so much fun. And with the big game comes some big player props as well. Rob Gronkowski over-under right now, receiving yards at 31.5. Maybe you feel like Gronk's going to have a big game coming up in this matchup against Kansas City. You can go that route if that's the route you want to go. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code ROB, that's R-O-B, to get started. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code ROB. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit is required. Max bonus of $275. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And for problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.